Canmore. Every playoffs needs a good grudge match, and that's where the Canmore Eagles and Camrose Kodiaks could be taking their relationship. For two straight first rounds, the Eagles and Kodiaks have faced off in the AJHL playoffs, with the newest duel between the South Division teams starting Friday, March 4, in Camrose. In the previous series, the other guys won in a Game 7 heartbreaker. But knowing the tough fight they're in for, the number 6-ranked Eagles have rolled up their sleeves in anticipation for another grinding series against the number 3 Kodiaks. "We're going to have to play our best," said Andrew Milne, Eagles head coach and general manager. "It's not a situation where we're just going to wheel in there and implement one single game plan. They got four lines that can play. They're a well-coached team, they got structure, and I think it's going to be a series. I think we match up pretty well against them, but obviously, we're going to have to play some of our best hockey as well." The statistics firmly place Canmore as underdogs in the series, having gone 1-4-1 against the Kodiaks this season. Despite the unpleasant record though, several Eagles have shown confidence in going mano a mano with Camrose in round one, including veteran Dre Gardner. "We like our chances against them," said the 21-year-old defenseman. "We're staying positive at the rink, staying positive during games, and we're pretty confident going into this first round, so we're hoping we can pull through and get the first round victory." Gardner is part of a handful of Eagles who played in that tight series in 2019-20, the last time the AJHL playoffs happened. Playing every game this season, Gardner's one of the team's Ironmen, alongside teammates Cale Lyons, Isaac Suppin, and Riley DeCowney. Much like all the extra minutes he's played this season, Gardner suspects the Kodiaks series will be back and forth, like 2 years ago. "I think for us, it's just a matter of showing up on time," Gardner said. "I think our first period is going to be very vital for us and pushing that pace through the game and throughout the series for sure." Kodiaks' Carson White leads the team with 19 goals and 56 points. Camrose has 5 players with 40 or more points. Canmore's top point getter is forward Suppin with 11 goals and 39 points. The Eagles have 3 players with 30 or more points. The Eagles will miss the scoring touch of Caden Smith, who underwent season-ending wrist surgery, but the return of captain Lane Patterson for the series will add a morale boost in the locker room. In the crease, the Eagles will start the dynamic Andre Proctor Ramirez, 1-6-2-1-6, who was recently named a finalist for top AJHL goalie. A hot goalie has been known to steal playoff series, however, the 20-year-old netminder thinks it will come down to whichever team works the hardest. "Being named one of the top goalies doesn't really mean anything to me if we can't win," said Proctor Ramirez. "Winning is obviously all that matters, and that's what I'm more focused on come these playoffs. My last game against Camrose wasn't my best game, giving up quite a few goals, and I'm just ready to give it back to them and hopefully give them a run for their money." Games 1 and 2 will be played March 4-5 in Camrose. Games 3 and 4 will be played March 8-9 in Canmore. If necessary, Game 5 is in Camrose on March 11, Game 6 in Canmore on March 13, and Game 7 is in Camrose on March 15. The two other first-round matchups in the South Division are the Drumheller Dragons, 2, versus Calgary Canucks, 7, and the Okotoks Oilers, 4, versus Blackfalds Bulldogs, 5. The Brooks Bandits, 1, received a first-round bye.